I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And I'm so excited about interviewing this lady. Kimmy introduced me to her. Kimmy watched the mindset presentation that she did a few weeks ago for all of Young Living. And she sent it to me and I watched it. I go, wow, I got to interview this gal. One of the reasons I wanted to interview her, she just went to Diamond, you know, in the last half of 2020, early 2021, when perhaps a lot of people in North America are saying, that's not possible. That's not trendy. Right?
Yes.
So I thought, oh my gosh, I gotta learn, how did she do that? And I'll bet mindset had a lot to do with it. This is Lizzie Palios from Melbourne, Florida, brand new Diamond and Young Living. Say hi, Lizzie.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
So Lizzie and I were chatting just a little bit before the interview about some of her philosophies and strategies, and this is going to be solid gold for you folks. So let's get into it. Lizzie, I start all of these off by just asking people, tell us a story about you before Young Living. Who were you? Where were you? What were you doing? And then lead that into, how did Young Living show up in your life initially?
Yes. So it was about 6 years ago now, just over 6 years ago. We were a family. We were in missions. We traveled a lot. I was a relatively new mom. My daughter was two, nearly 3 years old at the time. And we traveled all over the world doing what we did. And I was stressed out. I didn't sleep well. Even when my daughter started sleeping amazingly well, I didn't sleep well. I just had a lot of different struggles. What we did had a lot of responsibility with it. And so I think I felt that so much. And I was desperately looking for a way to get rid of all of that stress. And I did all the things I knew to do. And it was like there was still something I was missing. So along came an oily friend who was like, have you tried these oils? I said, no, I don't want to try those things. I'm someone that is a bit, when something's like a fad or a trend, or I think it is, I'm like, no, thank you. I just generally say no. So when she said to me, no, but I'm your friend, I know how you're feeling, try these out, try some lavender, try some different things. So I gave them a try, fell in love with them, saw such a difference in all of our lives, and grabbed my starter kit, which was now, 6 years ago, and immediately joined Essential Rewards, because even though we had a very limited budget doing what we did, I saw the value in it. And I wanted to switch out every product in our home. So I remember getting the thieves cleaner instantly, everything. And I was obsessed with it. So wow. That's who I was before I got my starter kit.
All right. Who was this friend? How did you know her? And how did she approach you?
She was a very good friend. So we worked together. We did some trainings together. She was actually a midwife doula, and not our one. We didn't have one when we had our daughter, but she was just a really good friend on the same, you know, the same base. We called it a base, the missions base. And I was just chatting with her one night. We were having dinner and we're sitting down and I was just talking about how I was feeling. And she said, have you ever tried essential oils before? And I said, no, actually, I don't know what they are and I don't want to try them. She said, well, what do you think they are? And I said, I don't know. And when she said to me, they're literally made from plants and that's what they are. And it was like this click that I suddenly understood, like, okay, so they're not bad things. Let's try them. Then I was desperate to try anything. So
beautiful. All right. Well, you had an awesome start. I mean, I love how you instantly recognize the value of being on subscription and replacing everything in your home, that process. So I imagine you duplicated that with everybody you enrolled, which is a very powerful duplication process. What happened, Lizzie, that you didn't just take the path of 97% of everybody that joins Young Living and you just were a customer? What happened that you saw the income option, and how did you see it such that you decided it'd be okay for you to do that?
So it took me about a year and a half to see it. So for a year and a half, I was a very good customer, ordered monthly, always hit all the free, the gifts with purchase, always hit those because I was obsessed with switching out everything, was feeling so much better. I was in a couple of my upline who are amazing. Tiffany Smith, she's a diamond as well. She is wonderful. And she runs a Facebook group. And in that, there's a lot of information. It's all for customers. There's how to do this, lots of DIYs. You can look up basically anything in there. And I remember one time she was posting that she had won a place on a Young Living cruise. She was a gold at the time. And I had hit senior star because the girl under me did, not because I was doing anything. I'd enrolled a couple of people just casually, my mom, my mother-in-law, a couple of my really good friends, a couple of people who came to our condo in Hawaii and they saw we had a diffuser and they said, how can I get one of those? Oh, this is how you do it. And I remember when I got a paycheck for that, I was a bit like, wow, I thought it was going to be an account credit, you know? So when I actually saw an actual paycheck, I was like, okay, but I still didn't really click that it was for me yet. So I remember seeing in this group, we had just moved to Florida. So we'd been here about 6 months. I did not want to go ahead and I wanted to be around my kids, and our youngest was adopted. And so we were actually in the adoption process at the time as well. So I really wanted to be home and around like I was for our 3-year-old. I wanted to be around my kids. I wanted to be the one that was waiting when they came off the school bus or whatever. You know, I wanted to be around. I didn't want to go out 9-to-5 job. And I wanted to work myself as my own boss. I've always, my dad was such an entrepreneur and I really just wanted to follow in that. So I remember one day I was sitting and drinking my coffee. I always make this joke. I probably had stress away oil in my hand. I was probably sniffing it like, what can I do? What can I do that allows me to stay home? That allows me to be creative. I love being a mom with everything in me, but I wanted to do something else alongside of it. And I didn't want to do it where I had to work with someone else and go out of the house, and not see my kids until dinner time and then have to rush and do dinner. You know, some people are called to do that and that's great, but that was not me. I wanted to be home. And so I remember just thinking to myself, what can I do? And so I clicked, this is pretty sure, I don't exactly know how it happened, but I remember then going ahead at some point and looking at the Facebook group, seeing that my upline, Tiffany, had won a place on a cruise. It's like, how is she winning cruises? I want to go on a cruise. This looks great. And so I looked into it, and I think it was around mid-month when people were talking about they had just gotten paid from Young Living. And so they posted it in the group, the income disclosure. And she said, I've just won this place on this cruise. We're paid as an average gold at the time. And this is how it blesses our family. We paid our mortgage. We paid all our bills. I get to stay home with, they have 6 children. They have 3 biological, 3 adopted. So again, she's such a mentor to me in a lot of areas. But so I was looking at that and I was sitting thinking, why not me? Like, why can't I do this? There's no reason. There's no reason why not me. So I made it in my mind instantly. I was like, I'm going to do this. I already love the products. I love to help people. I'm ambitious. I'm creative and I want a creative outlet too. So this would literally be perfect. And I love people. So network marketing is perfect for me. You can do this with your best friends. I remember looking at pictures of them at convention and they would be like this whole group of people. And I was like, this would be really fun to create this kind of community. And so that's it. I'm like, I'm in. And so I scheduled my first, I was like, what do I do? Let's schedule a live Facebook class. So I remember setting up this event and invited everyone on my friends list, which now I say be a little bit more strategic in that. So I think I just blanket invite. I was just excited. Didn't really know how to do it. So, and then I remember going live in that event that I'd organized, and I just did like a basic run through the starter kit. And I think 1 or 2 people maybe came live. And one of them was my mother-in-law, who we were living with at the time in the other room. She was very excited about what frankincense did for your skin and all these things. So I had a choice at the end of that class. Either I was going to give up and think I can't do this, or I'm going to learn how to do it better. And because mindset is just my favorite topic, I actually wanted to do a master's in business psychology. So actually, I never did that because, you know, went off to do missions and then met my husband, became a parent. I never did that, but I've gotten to really do that now in my Young Living business. And it's my favorite thing to teach on and train and help people with. So that's what I did, chose that growth mindset and thought I'm going to grow in this area. And then I just taught myself to do it better and better, because you can grow in any skill. And that's the most exciting thing about this business.
So curious, your upline in that first year and a half, your sponsor, your upline, nobody reached out to you and said, hey, can I show you the income option?
I think they did. And I think they used to do more like posting in the Facebook group. And I'm sure that they did, but I don't know if I was really ready to see it, because we were kind of doing what we were doing. We were busy. Everyone's busy all the time, actually. But, you know, we were in this phase in life, and it wasn't until we got to Florida when we just suddenly had a financial need. You know, we lived in our own condo and we were supported and sent by lots of different churches. And when we then left that to go and my husband to do a master's in computer information systems, which we moved to Florida, we moved in with my in-laws to have a place to stay so he could go ahead and do that. When we moved here, you know, we were like, what are we going to do? We want to get our own apartment. I want to stay home. I don't want to go get a normal 9-to-5 job. And it was really then that I think I was ready to see it for myself.
Right. Beautiful. So tell us about your ascension to diamond, like kind of give us a roadmap of that. How long did it take you to get to silver, gold, platinum, and like that? Give us kind of a chronological storyline.
So yeah, so it was January, just over 4 years ago now, that that was my light bulb moment where I suddenly thought I can do this, took the option of quitting out. I thought it doesn't matter how long it takes, read the 4-year career, was absolutely loved that. And I was like, okay, in 4 years, I can get to diamond by being my, and I set my sights on diamond. And I was not a big influencer. I did not have a following on Instagram. In fact, my account was private. I did not have any of that. Only this year have I grown on Instagram, because I've learned about that. And that's something I've just jumped into really this year or the end of last year. But I didn't know
the 4-year career played a part. You never told me that.
Oh, yeah, it did. Yep. Because it just makes sense. And it's about, you know, you're going to be pushing a car up a hill. That really helped me. And then it's going to level up and it's going to start to roll down itself. So that's something I teach my team a lot about. And so, yeah, it was great. I read that. That was like the first book I read when I wanted to jump into the business, because that's what my upline suggested to me. She was like, read this. This is great. Actually, I think she sent it to me when I when I hit star, when I was just enrolling a couple of people and then ordered myself in the time where I wasn't doing the business, she had sent me your book. And so anyway, so then when I had it, so then I picked it up and I read it. That's the one I had on hand, read it. And I was like, yes, let's do this. In 4 years, I can be earning more than I could be if I went to like pay $40,000 on a master's and then have to work for someone else or then run my own business. But I have two kids. I don't really want to be spending hours doing a master's program. Why not network marketing and something I already love? So because the girl under me hit senior star, I was a senior star at the time. So I think my OGV was probably about, I think it was the OGV of an executive, but I didn't have a second, like I just had her. And so I remember one of my uplines actually enrolled someone and put them under me to try and help me kind of start to build. And so she is still amazing. She's one of my silvers moving on to gold now. But she has just been incredible. So that kind of started me off a leg. And then I did those classes, enrolled some people, helped those people enroll people, taught people about the business from day one. So already got a couple of business builders in that second leg. You know, my mother-in-law got herself a starter kit, went in there. She told her friends about it. Some of her friends then got starter bundles and so on and so forth. So that's kind of how I did it. And I taught Facebook live classes. I did a private event and then invited people and really taught people how to invite people to that. So I automatically from the beginning saw the value of duplication and how to help those people get, you know, train up their people and so on and so forth, because I wanted to grow quickly. And so Yeah, that's what I did. And so that took, it took about 2 months, took 2 months from that to hit executive. And then it took just 2 months after that to hit silver. So I did silver in, silver in two, got that fun set of oils we got back then. Now it's the silver band bonus, but got that fun set of oils back then. And then it took me about, but the one thing about me is I've never actually, and if you have, it doesn't matter, but I've never dropped a rank before. I've just always built to a place where I'm like, okay, I want to structure this well, and I want to make sure I have everything in the right place. And so I watched a ton of structure videos on that, and just, that's kind of how my brain works a lot. My business brain works structure wise. So built to silver, and then it took me about 15 months to build to gold. So that jump was, took a bit longer, but built to gold. I remember it was the month I went on silver retreat is when actually I went home and someone said there, they said, who's going to go back and hit gold this month? And I'm like, I am. So if you can't tell, I'm a red slash blue. So like the blue part of me is like the fun part and the red part is the driven part. So anyway, it took me about 15 months.
Let me drill down for a second. I'm curious. What was going on from silver to gold that it took so long? I don't mean that that's a long time, but it sounds like from your general pace of play, the jump from silver to gold, something happened that flattened the duplication out. Can you speak to that? Can you call on anything that might have happened in that 15 months?
Yes. So I think what happened in that 15 months is I definitely hit a bunch of mindset blocks. And so I remember binge watching like diamond videos, any diamond video I could get my hands on, I was just watching it. So, and I remember so many of them talking about mindset, like you just need to grow your mindset. If you can't grow to the next rank, and I'm like, what does that mean? And it drove me nuts because I didn't know what it meant. And so then I started to, the next year, I really started to invest in podcasts, listening to audiobooks, always having an audiobook or two going at all times. I realized I needed an upgrade in that. I think also in that year too, our son was born. Plus we bought a house and moved a house. So there were a couple of months I wasn't as active as I was. I've always been consistent and I'd always check in with my team, but I wasn't doing as many kind of events that like I was doing on the run up to silver and even just after that period. So I think there was a little bit of that time for me. And I think also because everyone that jumped in with me around silver, I was really focusing on helping them grow and train them up and helping them hit their ranks before I would build to myself to gold, if that makes sense. So I would be really helping them get to silver. So one of my focuses was to flip silvers. Yeah. So I did that a bunch before then I worked on my, you know, my third leg to get it up to gold. So.
Yeah, one of the paradigms that's not helpful for people is the whole idea of how fast you rank advance. That mm-hmm. It's just cultural. It's a paradigm. It's just kind of built in. It's, you know, everybody just kind of talked about, well, how fast did it happen? Even I'm talking about how fast you got to diamond. And that's not helpful for people because how fast you rank advance, if you try to rank advance too fast, you just might end up having to drop down because you don't have the substance. You call it structure. I call it leadership. You got to have the leadership under you that also is empowered to keep duplicating and keep growing. If you do, there's no way you can fall back. Exponential growth says you're just going to keep growing. But a lot of people, especially in Young Living, kind of go for the, you know, take advantage of this special, buy, lots of volume. And so the volume spikes, but the leadership doesn't follow.
Yeah.
So people rank advance, but then they don't have the leadership to inspire the recruiting and the duplication. It's going to cause that rank to be in the rear view mirror as you move to the next one. So I love how you speak about flipping silvers, focusing on people on your team, getting to silver. That's leadership development and letting your gold come more organically.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Beautiful strategy. So how about gold to platinum? That's a pretty good jump.
Yeah, that was about the same amount of time. That was about 15 months as well, 14, 15 months. Yep. So same again, I was making sure that, you know, all my people were solid in their ranks before I really went on to then making sure that those legs were set, those leaders were set. And then I really focused on the next one and training up a new leaders in that leg and working with them a lot while still working with all my other leaders in the other legs too. But
so one of the things I asked you in pre-interview is, you know, I gather everybody's statistics and, you know, how many people they sponsored the first year, second year, third year, fourth year. And I told you of some surveys I've done, which is actually, it's a big survey. It's interviewing at least hundreds and hundreds of people that have crushed the four-year career. Their fifth year, they're earning at least 10 grand a month. I've interviewed somebody that was earning like 200.
Wow.
That's kind of crazy, but you know, as long as you're earning 10, 15, 20 grand a month, your fifth year, you pretty much crushed the four-year career.
Yeah.
And if you built it, if you did it in a company with great repeat products, then you can probably count on that income forever. Mm-hmm. And so your enrollments, Lizzie, were comparatively low. You told me you enrolled 81 people, maybe more, because you're not sure if it's counting everybody. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've found in that survey is about 95% of the people that have really built a substantial network marketing business personally enrolled between 80 and 100 people within a 24-month period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now the paradigm in network marketing is most people, especially if they're not an experienced network marketer, they're going to enroll people almost always with the product.
Yeah.
And they may not even mention the income opportunity. And if they do, it's kind of subtle and people may miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they end up doing is enrolling really what they are is a customer acquisition machine as opposed to a network marketing exponential growth machine. Mm-hmm. And you told me, well, I probably enrolled fewer people because I focus on the business. Mm-hmm. So would you talk about that? Because that could be such a breakthrough for so many people watching this. How to balance product and income option so that you inspire people like you that are sitting out there, they don't know what they don't know about the income option. And if we don't powerfully present it, it goes right over their head.
Right. You know, if you don't tell someone, they don't know about it. So they can't say yes or no to something they don't know about. And that's something I've talked to my team a lot about. So you always want to keep it simple when you're enrolling someone. You want to help them enroll with where they're at. So like if they want to get started with some products, but then I tell every single person, regardless of what they're joining for, always about the business opportunity. And I say things, you know, in my presentation of the business opportunity, I will say, there is this optional but incredible business opportunity that you absolutely never have to do. But if you're interested in that, then I can help mentor you and coach you in how to grow yourself a successful business like I have and like a number of my team have done. And so, and then I will always send them the income disclosure statement because I remember when I first saw that, I was like, what? Is that even real? And it is real. I can just say that. It's incredible. So I present it to absolutely everyone. And then just something I've done a lot of, even in my time where I didn't have a large Instagram following, is it just would be something I talked about a lot, if not as much as the products, both. I talk about both. So I talk at least once or twice a week in my Instagram, especially in stories, and I share them over to Facebook. I'm talking about wins in my team, talking about, you know, what did we do last month, numbers wise. And so people, and I've done that all the way along my journey. And I've talked about what a blessing it has been my whole journey. So I remember when, and I remember sharing the story, and I had a couple people sign up after that who wanted to start a business as well, who are still with me now. And we're still doing this together. And we just moved to Florida. I'd hit executive. And I remember my first executive paycheck, my little girl wanted to go and do gymnastics. And gymnastics classes can be expensive, especially when you're not making a lot of income. And I remember just getting paid that day, going to gymnastics lessons and them saying, would you like to pay, you know, in part, which is a bit more, or would you like to pay it all in one? And I was like, I can pay this all in one go. And I just remember sitting down, watching her on the balance beam, literally tears in my eyes, thinking this is because of a Young Living business. And I posted about it. I did a post, shared my story, and I had, you know, a bunch of responses. And so just all the way along, you want to be sharing all the wins. Sometimes you think, oh, I have to wait until I'm this income. No, you don't. You can just share it all the way along. And then you're going to take people on the journey with you. People are going to follow along. And people, even in the beginning, who were like, oh, I don't know about that. Or like, what even are these oils? Or they'll be asking you later on how you did it. And so I love the phrase, like, silence them with your success. Like, just go. In a nice way, in a very kind way. But, you know, with people that come at you and say, oh, are you sure? Network marketing, da, da, da. Do it. And then they'll ask you how you did it and probably join you. So,
right. Yeah. Beautiful. So how about this question? What's the biggest mistake you've made in the last 5 years? Maybe it was a one-time blunder. Maybe it was a bad habit.
Definitely for me. The biggest thing that I now tell people not to do is to make sure you are, number one, the book Atomic Habits. Everyone needs to read that book. So good. I'm just reading it now, and I wish I'd read it when I first started. That is ridiculous. I have not read it before. Anyway, just to set yourself up with work hours, treat this. I did treat this as a business from day one, but I didn't treat myself as a business owner from day one. I think I just saw the opportunity, was so excited, went all out. Definitely was still a very present mom. That was very important to me. But not setting work hours, I think, is the biggest thing, because then your brain is all over the place and everywhere in your house it wants to work, and then you can just burn yourself out. So one of the biggest things I have struggled with, and it's just really as I hit diamond just this March, and it was, I had just hit diamond and I was absolutely exhausted because I was completely burnt out after years of not setting good work hours. And so that's really what I've been prioritizing. And it just makes all the difference. And also, when, you know, as you grow, you're going to need to scale your business and treat it as it grows. You know, you have to implement new boundaries and new things around how you work. And so now I tell people, you know, there's this whole, people talk, use the word hustle a lot. I'm not against the word hustle. I just prefer saying hard work to hustle, because I feel like hustle gives this kind of buzzy energy and you kind of bounce off it, and really just like calm. We want to be calm and we want to work hard and not burn ourselves out. So I'd say that's my number one big mistake I've done, is allowed myself to burn out. But now I feel great again, because I've now, you know, you got to sleep 8 hours a night. Like, your body needs sleep. You need to not only just feed your kids good food, you need to make sure you're eating, not waiting till midday to eat food. All those kind of things are the things I was doing, because, yeah, I was excited.
I'm going to send you a couple of videos I think you'll love.
Okay, sounds great.
What's the smartest thing you've done? And don't use the opposite of the biggest mistake.
Smartest thing I've done. I think the smartest thing I've done is invest in people. And and what I mean by that is invest in connecting with people, because number one, it's going to bless you, because I've got so many of my team now who have become my best friends. And so we just get to do this business together daily. You know, I use the app Marco Polo with my leaders, and we kind of go back and forth video messages, which is great as a mom anyway, because, you know, you can share all the things you're doing with your kids. And then you talk about, this is what's going on in my business, and this is what we're doing, and get excited about it. So I think the best thing I've done has just been really develop deep relationships with my leaders and people. And then I've seen them then do that with their teams. And then we just have this great energy and community. And that's just the most fun part for me, is all the people stuff. So
beautiful. Almost last question. Let's say I am a struggling executive. Or maybe I'm a gold that has dropped down to silver. And the biggest challenge I have is a story that I keep telling myself, that I keep living in, that I can't do this. No one wants to do this. It's too hard. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of evidence, like, people are buying oils at gas stations. Mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, Young Living, you know, doesn't do this right. And it used to be like this, but now it's like this. And all those kind of stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a funk and I'm not recruiting. What would you tell me? What would you coach me? And let's frame it this way, Lizzie. You're the last person who's ever going to talk to me.
Hmm.
If your words don't move me, I'm done.
Okay. This is what I would say to you. So I would draw you to something that I find a really helpful self-coaching tool. And I feel like this is one that gets people into their emotions and feelings, which is very important in this business. So it's something called The Model, which was made by Brooke Castillo, and it's a self-coaching model. So what I would do is I would ask questions. I would ask, okay, so what are you feeling right now? Like, not just your thoughts, because a lot of people confuse thoughts and feelings. They think, I just think my business isn't doing well. Okay, well, that's not, or I feel like my business isn't doing well. And I would say, well, that's actually a thought. That's not a feeling. What's the feeling you're having, like, in your body? Like, what are you feeling? So if they say, I'm feeling discouraged. Okay, let's take that. Now let's figure out what thought, because thoughts always come, like, your feelings always come out of your thoughts, and thoughts you have about circumstances. So the thought model goes circumstance, thought, feeling, action, result. So that's basically, and we always act out of our feelings. So what I would do is I would take that person and I would say, okay, what circumstance happened? I'll get to the circumstance first. We would literally get a whiteboard out and I would just have them write it out. What happened? Okay, so maybe the thing that happened, the circumstance. Now, circumstances are never like, oh, well, I think this. That's still a thought. You want to get to the actual fact that happened. So say you dropped from gold to silver. So the circumstances, I dropped down from gold to silver. And so now here's the key point is, what thought are you going to have about that? Are you going to think negatively? If you're going to think a negative thought? And the brain loves to do this because the brain hates risk. The brain hates outputting energy. The brain hates pain, doesn't want to feel that pain, those painful emotions. So the brain is always trying to basically go against your dreams, because dreams that you have are going to, you have to put yourself out there and get uncomfortable to be able to build to something like, you know, diamond or even gold, silver, or even just start a Young Living business. So what I would say is, let's see what thought you're feeling. So what are your thoughts on this? Oh, I just think I'm bad at sales, or I think I'm a bad leader, or I think all these different things. Okay, that's fine. And what's that causing you to feel that discouragement? And then how are you showing up if you're discouraged? I'm not showing up. Okay. And then results are, you're not enrolling. That's the end result right there. So then we would take it back and I'd be like, okay, let's pick a thought that your brain is going to agree with. You can't just lie to your brain. Your brain is, it doesn't just say, okay, that's fine. So I'd say, okay, what other thought could you have that is going to lead to a positive feeling? And so if they were to then say to me, I can get back to gold. That could be a really good thought to have. It's like, the circumstances, I dropped from gold to silver, but I can make it back to gold. Okay. So what feeling does that give you in your body? That makes me feel encouraged, hopeful. Okay. So how is a hopeful and encouraged person going to show up as opposed to a discouraged person? That person is going to show up on their social media encouraged, and people can sense the energy you show up in. And so literally I would tell the person, you know, you get to choose your thoughts every single day in every single area of your life. You get to choose every single thought you have. And ones that you don't like, you can throw out and pick a different one. And so sometimes people are like, what? But it's just true. And it takes practice and it takes you doing it. But it's simple and everyone can do it. And so let's pick a thought that's going to lead to a positive feeling, because then that's going to lead to then you showing up in a good energy. And then the results are going to come from those actions where you show up in that kind of energy. So that's what I would do. And then, just tell them they're awesome and just be like, listen, you know, break off those feelings of just discouragement. Like, you're amazing. You can do this. Give them a little pep talk. Make him do a shot of Ninja. Give him some magnify your purpose. Be like, put this on. Let's go.
And then I love the fact, Lizzie, you told me this before the interview. If people don't do what they set out to do, if they choose to be stuck, what do you do?
I continue on always with relationship because it's always relationship first with me. So like I want to always be there for someone if they're going through a hard time. And you know, it depends on the circumstance. Some people have just had a baby or they've had other things that, you know, they're focusing on in that time. And that's the beauty of building residual income, is that if you need to take your focus somewhere else for a bit, you can. But if someone is staying stuck, they have to get themselves out of it. I can't do it. I can help as much as I can help. And I'm always there. And I say to my team all the time, I'm like, I'm here whenever you want me. I'm available. I will make time for anyone on my team. And so I actually run like a weekly coaching for my team on a Tuesday. If anyone can come, I'm there for an hour. And we go through, we do through the thought model. Like I just helped you with the thought model. Or we talk about Instagram or talk about anything. But I'm always available that time for anyone. And then also if anyone ever, you know, so if people are kind of stuck and not going for it, I will run with those that are running.
I want to make sure people are clear about what you're saying, because you almost don't want to say it.
Yeah. But
do you chase those people around?
No, I don't. I will always remain friends and always that kind of stuff. But if someone doesn't want to do it, that's on them. And I've got a bunch of people who do want to do it. And so I'll run with them.
Yeah.
Other people want to jump back in, let's go. We're ready, you know? So, right.
So, you know, the model that you walk through is a beautiful model, and self-coaching challenges, that doesn't work very well for most people because it's the ego doing the coaching. It's kind of a catch-22, right? But ultimately, you know, people can do this or not. You know, what I tell people is they say, well, I can't, you know, I got to executive, but I can't, you know, no, I can't do anything else. You got to executive, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You know, that took, what, $5,000 worth of volume. You created that. Did you do that? Yeah, I did that. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, could somebody else do that if you did it? I suppose. Well, okay, then. Now you got 10,000, right?
Yep.
And if you got to gold once, that does prove you can get to gold again. But ultimately, people are either ready to get outside their comfort zone, to take the risk, to be wrong.
Yep. Yep.
To be wrong about that they can't. They're either ready to be wrong about that or they're not. And if they're not, one of the biggest mistakes that people make that are trying to build an empire in network marketing is letting people who aren't ready drag them down.
Right.
By trying to go do it for them or help them or, mm-hmm. and you just end up enabling them. So I love that philosophy on your part because you're very clear about you work with the workers.
Right. Yeah.
And the other people you love and you're available for.
Yep.
But you don't put energy into them and you don't chase them.
Nope.
And that's a big, big, powerful leadership move on your part.
Yeah.
Last question. You're a diamond now. Mm-hmm. And you have some new balance in your life with some boundaries and ground rules about how you're going to be a successful network marketer in Young Living without burning out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your vision? What's your future? Where are you going to be 5 years from now in Young Living?
I feel like I'll definitely Royal Crown Diamond. We're going for it, right? Like that's always the goal. Yeah. For me, 4 years ago, my goal was Diamond and now I'm there. And I feel like, you know, I maintained it, qualified for Diamond Retreat last month, my third month. So that was my next goal. Like let's maintain it. I've been doing that. So now it's time to kind of dream again and make those plans again. And I haven't sat down and really done that yet. I need to, you know, I'm still kind of in the flushes of it just happening. So I need to sit down and really think about that. With my husband, he got to retire from his corporate job that he did not like. So that was a big thing we did when I hit Diamond. And that's been so amazing for us. Definitely like challenging as well, but that's just was a dream we always had. And now he's freed up to do what he wants to do. And it's just great. So we're kind of in that right now. But definitely I'm starting to see myself looking to the future and thinking Crown Diamond, let's go.
You must have a few people on your team that aspire to become diamonds that are willing to do the work.
Yes, definitely. I've got some fireballs for sure.
And therein lies the plan to Royal Crown Diamond.
Yes, yes.
Lizzie Palaios, you are a gem. Pun intended, you are just a real inspiration. And I know what Young Living leaders need right now is they need stories like yours. They need examples like yours. And they really need to hear the wisdom, the business acumen, the leadership acumen, the coaching acumen that you bring to being a Young Living leader. You love the products and you have, I imagine, immense product education in your culture.
Yep.
But you've done a powerful job of balancing it with business, income, opportunity. And you know, what I tell people is if we had a camera in everybody's home that might ever join Young Living, which oddly enough, there is a camera in everyone's home, right?
Yep.
And Amazon is listening and watching. So maybe we could tap them for some actual analytics. But I can promise you, people aren't sitting around their home wishing they could find a seed-to-seal essential oil company so that they could enhance their alternative healthcare values.
Yeah.
Even though that's true, that's not what they're talking about.
Yeah.
What they're talking about is how are we going to afford gymnastics?
Yeah, exactly.
How are we going to afford fixing the car? How are we going to afford vacation? How are we going to afford college? And so what Young Living offers us because of these extraordinary products is they offer us the opportunity to build an empire if we'll just accept that opportunity. And you're just a beautiful example of that. So I'm going to make sure everybody in Young Living hears your story.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for asking me to come on your interview too. So thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching Road to Diamond. Be sure to share this with your team. Watch it over and over again. That's how you're going to shift your belief and your attitude. And we'll see you next time on Road to Diamond. Remember, the work is worth it.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRank.com. We'll see you there.